Tension in the Horn of Africa continues to be high after Eritrea gave its backing to Islamic radicals operating in Somalia, and the United Nations called for a probe into rights abuses in Ethiopia. Also this week, the European Union said it is extremely concerned about 21 politicians and journalists, as well as other detainees held without trial in Eritrea, and called on the government there to charge or release them. Linda Bordoni reports.
The statement from the Portuguese European Union presidency referred to a group of 11 prominent members of parliament and of the People's Front for Democracy and Justice. They were arrested on September the 18th, 2001, and 10 independent journalists were detained a few days later. The Tuesday statement said, since then, other individuals have been arrested and detained incomunicado, with no charges and with their right to due process suspended. The Eritrean government frequently dismisses rights criticisms as part of an international smear campaign against it. A member of the Eritrean Democratic Party in exile, who identified himself only as Despile, was one of the participants in protests outside Eritrean embassies in countries throughout Europe earlier this week, marking the sixth anniversary of the arrests. He spoke with us about the state of civil society in his country.
The way the government is handling the Eritrean people in general and the military in particular is very harsh. So nobody is willing to sacrifice himself for this system.
Despile says the international community needs to engage the crisis in Eritrea with a spirit of true concern for the common good, and not merely with an eye towards furthering the policy interests of particular countries.
If they put the interests of the Eritrean people, all the things they want to do in this perspective, I think the situation can be better. Otherwise, I think the situation can be more complicated. If Ethiopia invades Eritrea, the situation is very critical, and we are very, very afraid of this situation.
Late last week, Eritrea's President Isaias Afwerki pledged his support to a new Somali rebel group operating against the UN-recognized interim government. Eritrea has lent crucial support to Somalia's opposition since the Council of Islamic Courts was dislodged from the capital in December by Somali government troops and their Ethiopian allies. Eritrea fought a 32-year war for independence from Ethiopia that ended in 1993. Tensions between the two countries again flared up between 1998 and 2000 due to an unresolved border dispute. I'm Linda Bordoni.